a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the
welcome back to the Talkin' Fit radio station, presented by Limitless Nutrition, with your hosts, Lewis and Grace. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit podcast. Hey, how sick of an intro was that?
That was
1 to 10,
really,
what are you giving
random.
It?
Probably a 6
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, it sounded better in my head, not going to lie. Episode 80. Do you know that this is episode 80?
I didn't know we were still counting episodes.
Woo, of course we are, because I need to know when we hit 100. That's more the reason. But you have to count eps anyway. I've got to keep track.
But you don't put it in the title anymore.
No, I don't. And
that's
so
right, guys. Lewis is always keeping
track. Yeah,
don't
of course.
Fret.
Of course, of course. But it's episode 80, which means that... Oh, no, it doesn't mean...
Can I just say, if you want to get gym shorts... Go on Amazon.
You said this last week.
No, but just a reminder, if you're wanting gym clothes, go on Amazon, search up Define Impact Shorts and get some. Don't do that for like another day, because I want to get on and order some more.
I see. Gatekeeping.
Just wait a little longer.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We hope you have missed us. We're actually uploading on a Tuesday, which is what our new schedule is at the moment, not a Wednesday.
Club going up.
In the club.
On a Tuesday.
In the club.
Real ones know.
Grace.
If you know, you know.
Grace, enough of your waffle. How was your week? Waffle about your week instead.
Do you know what?
What?
So good as of today, because I'm done uni for the year. Woo! I still have one more lab to do, but I'm literally just going to go in and sit there and do nothing.
Woo!
So it doesn't count. So good, but otherwise last week was really hectic, I'm not going to lie, mm-hmm. And I felt just so dead. Like, I reckon there's probably once or twice in the whole year where I go through a week where I literally just do not feel up to going to the gym, and last week was that week.
Yeah.
I woke up on the Monday... Last week of placement, had a big uni assessment due, had work on. I woke up.
Had a sunburn.
Yeah, and I was sunburned. And I just felt so done. Like, I didn't go to the gym on Monday. I pushed myself, went to the gym on Tuesday, didn't go Wednesday, didn't go Thursday, made it there Friday, had the weekend off.
Yeah.
And obviously, I normally train 4 days a week, so... Only making it 2 days is obviously not something I normally do, but I honestly just listened to my body last week and I was really not feeling it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's okay for someone like me to do that once or twice a year. It's totally fine. And I think it's okay as well, because I know I have the discipline to get back in the gym anyway. I would strongly encourage people just starting out their fitness journey to do their very best to get to the gym on 99% of days.
Yeah.
But if you know, if you're just feeling so off and you know the gym's not going to be good, but you also know that you have the drive to get back on track later, have a week off. And honestly, even people, I've had people who have, you know, been 6 weeks into their program and they get sick for a week or something happens, their period's really giving them grief and they have a week off. Guess what? A week off the gym's going to do absolutely nothing bad to you.
Yeah.
It's as long as you can get back in there and get it done. Yeah. So anyway, I honored what my body was telling me and I pretty well had almost the whole week off. And I truly needed it. I was just vegged out last week, not with it, not feeling myself, not feeling good. But I'm back and I made it to the gym today, even though I wasn't feeling it again. But I'm back on track.
Good work.
And it's good. It's a good week now because I don't have placement and I don't have uni.
Good job.
How's your week?
Is that it?
I think so.
Okay. I'll let you. I was like, I'm going to sit back and let Grace... waffle a bit here.
Why?
No, I'm just letting you waffle. That was all. Because I don't want to be accused of interrupting you or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you do waffle a bit.
I nearly fell asleep. But anyway.
Yeah, see, I get worried that you're not listening.
No, I am. I was listening. That's why. No. Too bad.
Oh.
Or what?
I went for a swim at the bars and the beach a couple times. The weather was awesome. Very nice and sunny.
And that was it.
That's all.
Okay.
Hung out with Abby a bit, which was really nice.
And so my week was just another week.
How was your week?
It was just another week. It's been hot as fuck. And it's today is the 2nd of December. Wake up. It's the 1st of the month, or when you're listening to it, it'll be the 3rd of the month. It's literally 3 days into summer, and guess what? I'm already over it. I fucking hate it. Worst season of ever. Worst season of the year. Easily. Stop. Worst season of the year, hands down.
That's so dismissive.
Well, because you know how I just let you speak for 5 minutes and let everyone put everyone to sleep without saying anything?
I'm kidding.
But see how I didn't interrupt you, and now you're sitting here singing All I Want for Christmas while I'm just trying to get my piece out, right? Anyway, summer, worst season of all time, especially, right, if you live in Australia like we all do. It's terrible. I hate it. Today has been 40 degrees, and guess what? I still got no fucking aircon in my car, so I'm sat dying.
That sounds like a you problem.
Right? See, this is just, you're not helping yourself out. You're not helping yourself out at all here. Just shush, all right?
Carry
enough
on.
Out of you.
Carry on.
That's your little spool for the whole ep done right there.
Yeah. Here we go.
And so, yeah, I've not been loving life. It's been really hot and I can't handle it. And we don't have a fucking pool at any house. You know, there's no way to cool down. I'm constantly uncomfortable. Grace touches me for a hug or anything, and it's good, but I can only withstand it for about 5 seconds before I'm fucking boiling hot and I'm just dripping sweat out of every orifice in my body.
Stop. That's probably one of the main reasons I don't love summer is because Lewis just gets so overstimulated so quickly and I can never touch him.
And you know what? This is your favorite gym
really
summer.
Sad.
This is your favorite gym season, remember? We had this discussion ages ago, if you're an OG, Grace likes summer for the gym more than winter. And guess what? Your sunburn held you back from a session last week, which you won't get in winter. So another reason why summer sucks.
Maybe
right there.
Autumn's the best.
Any cool month. Autumn, winter, whatever. Any time where it's cold, get me there. Get me on it, right? Seasonal depression, what's that? I'll take some vitamin D fucking supplements and that's it.
Right.
I'll get over it.
What you literally just went on the other day about how seasonal depression's a real thing.
Yeah. But I'll be taking my vitamin D supplements. That's the worst thing that comes with winter is the seasonal depression. And I'll just take my vitamin D and
don't
be on with it.
Don't call me mate.
And I'm happy.
I'm not your mate.
I'm thriving. No, I'm referring to the people that are listening to the podcast,
okay,
right?
Sorry.
My goodness.
All right. So is that how your week was?
Yeah.
Just complaining about summer.
Yes. It's like how you have your luteal phase. I have my luteal season, summer. I hate it. You know, there's four phases of the luteal cycle. There's four seasons
the
of Lewis's behavior
of the menstrual
and well-being.
Cycle.
Four phases. What did I just call
luteal
it?
Luteal cycle.
the menstrual cycle. There's four seasons of Lewis's behavior and well-being, and summer is the luteal phase
me.
Of that.
Pray for me.
So, yeah, I hate it. Not one part of me likes it. Anyway, today, we'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I had a bit of an interaction with a person. I haven't told Grace
yet
because
I've been waiting to hear this all
It's not really
day.
That like it's not really that like
All right, we'll get into
amazing,
it.
But I thought I'd save it anyway because it pissed me off, right?
Okay, what is
a it? A surprise, right?
Yeah, what is
Lewis
it?
Lewis is pissed off at something.
Yeah, tell us.
So I was at an Anytime Fitness location that you can probably guess. It wasn't Raymond Terrace. I'll say that. I'm not going to say where just because I'm going to out this person. And I don't think it'll matter. But anyway. And I was doing legs today. I was in a time crunch. Oh, fucking nothing new again. Lewis in a time crunch. Like, when isn't he? When isn't he running late? Because I had the doctors, right?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to smash through this leg session as quick as I could. Resultingly, I didn't end up getting through everything that I wanted to. Some fuckwit was on the leg extension right at the end when I fucking needed it.
There's two leg extensions.
Pissed me off. Not at Warner's Bay either. So,
okay, interesting.
And so there's only one leg extension at this place, and I didn't get a fucking chance to use it because some person was on it, right?
Uh-huh.
Bit pissed off with that. So it set me off for a bad mood, actually, after the day.
Yep.
But this one interaction with this fucking bitch, right, really set me off,
okay,
right? There's no other way to say it. So I was I was about to do adductors, that's right. And I, obviously on leg day, I wear my shoes because it's a fucking stupid rule, which we've banged on about before, how, oh, you need enclosed shoes in the gym, right? No, you fucking don't, right? A 20-kilo plate, mate, unless I wear steel caps, is breaking my foot whether I have a shoe on it or not, right? I get no socks. That's weird. We said that last episode too. But, mate, I walk around with just my socks on. And I have my shoes, but I take them off as soon as I go in, right? And they're just, they sit alongside my bag at everything I go to.
Oh, yep.
And,
I get you.
And what are you doing?
Wait. No, I'm just like thinking, I'm visualizing what you mean. But
so
yeah,
I've got my shoes off. I've only got socks on because it's just comfortable as well.
Yes.
Especially for legs,
that's
right?
That's valid.
It's just, I don't know how people find comfortable doing leg movements, especially when you do something like a calf raise.
All right.
You need them off.
All right, keep talking your
story. And so, what are you hurrying me through this?
Because no, you always go off on little random.
I'm not. I'm painting the picture. I'm painting the scene.
You paint a fucking
so
mural.
I just got the adductor machine, right? And one thing I noticed today was at this session, every fucking Tom, Dick and Harry staff member at this Anytime Fitness were there. I was like, what the fuck's happening? Anyway, and all these, they're like PTs and just staff members I've never seen before either at this one either. Like,
yeah,
completely different. And so I'm like thinking maybe there's like a hiring thing going on or something and it's everyone's first fucking day or whatever. But anyway, I'm walking through and there's this one guy that looked brand new. He's wearing an Anytime shirt. And then there was this woman, this bitch, right? This cow.
Okay.
Who was built like a fucking... No, you know what? I'm not going to rip into her appearance because the old Lewis would have sat here and said she looked like someone had never touched a fucking weight in her life.
Okay.
And yet this woman... And then... But I'm not saying that. And this woman, right, in the most bitchy fucking tone ever, you know, and she was British.
Oh.
And she was accompanying this bloke and walking around like she owned the joint because she probably does, right? And my assumption is this person is the owner or works with Anytime Fitness as like she's part of the Anytime Fitness business or some shit. She's come into a franchised fucking Anytime. And she goes to me, she goes, you need shoes on in the club. Like she goes, that's the tone she came at me with. She goes, you just need to put your shoes on when you're inside the club, please. Like that. As I've walked past and I've just gone, yeah, right. And then I just kept, because I'm sitting there thinking, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, shut up. What do you mean? And it wasn't like, it was that tone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
I was like,
so rude.
What the fuck? So, yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking, who the fuck are you? I was like, who is this woman? Like, telling me off about wearing shoes. And in this manner as well.
Yeah.
And she looks like she does work with them or something. She looks like the typical person that's never stepped outside of a fucking office, right? And unironically runs a gym, what? Right? Because what? Like I said, the old Lewis would have said, that she looked like, yeah, she'd never touched a weight in her life, right?
What happened to a
she
good
built
old...
built like a pencil.
What happened to a good old... Oh,
is
that's
what the old
just,
Lewis would have said.
That's just completely the opposite direction I thought you
no,
meant.
No, she's not fat. She was like, she was just fucking just, yeah, skin and bone.
You know, what happened to a good old... Oh, hey, excuse me,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
could you, if you could just put your shoes on, that would be awesome. We just have a rule where you have to have your shoes on in the club. Yeah, so sorry.
No worries. I'll go do that right now for you. That, and that's what would have happened. But when you come at me like a bitch, like she did, right? I wanted to fly kick her in the head right there and then.
Valid.
But and then I got worried because I was on the adductors, right? On the adductor machine. I thought, oh, and she was walking in that direction upstairs. And I take the panels off the adductor machine in order to fit my gym pin into it so I can fucking, you know, overload the weight because the machine's too light. And obviously at said other Anytime Fitness, I have been told, oh, you can't use that. And well, they were telling me not to stack the weight on the actual machine's pin. I don't know if anyone has a problem with me using my own gym pin, which if they do, what the fuck? Like, they're literally designed to withstand fucking double the amount of weight that the machine has. Like, just stop, right? And I was worried. I was like, oh, what? I bet you any money now she's going to pick up on me doing this or having taken the panels off the thing and will come over to me now and give me a mouthful about it. But she didn't, thankfully.
Thank God.
Thank God. But I honestly was like, I got a bit anxious during that fucking set and I was like trying to do it real quick because I was like, I don't want to fucking come over and harass me again because I might just flip out on her. Honestly, I might crash out on her. That's what I thought. So, but yeah, just the fucking audacity of this woman. I thought, wow, you rude bitch. You rude,
people
snobby bitch.
People just don't have communication people skills.
No. No, they don't. Not at all.
It's really concerning because it's not that hard to just be nice.
Yeah.
And I get, like, give people a chance, two chances max.
Yeah.
And then you can acquire a little bit of tone to push a bit of, not urgency, but come on now, I've told you twice.
Yeah.
But on the first interaction, that's slack. Yeah. And you know what? I hate to say it because I am 100% for the girlies. I am women over men any day.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But don't get there carried seems away to be a thing where, and Lewis cops it. Honestly, a lot. He cops it frequently. And I think it sucks because Lewis is a really respectful, nice guy. Some women think it's okay to just talk to men horribly.
Yeah, I know what
you
mean.
And they think it's okay for them to get a tone with you first interaction and be rude and be bossy because I think it's because you're a guy. They probably wouldn't say that to another girl because they're probably for the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I think some people do that.
I'd say some. I don't know. This sort
I'm
of
not
she seemed like the sort of type person that was. It's just she's just a bitch, and she would have been a bitch if I was a girl anyway. But like, I'm not going to sit here and say this is a sex thing. But
no, but yeah. I'm just
I know,
saying.
I do know what you're saying.
I'm saying it's a thing that's actually prevalent.
Yeah,
and that you've experienced. Quite a bit.
Yeah, in the workplace.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly. So, but you know what? We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And feminism, women empowerment.
Women
get
empowerment.
It, sis.
It must be, it will, when it is that case, it'd be a thing of like, I feel like women feel like they have to really be, you know, almost like a male figure back to someone that is a man and they overdo it like that. If that was a sex-related incident, you know what I mean? Like, they've got to be fucking real aggressive and just, like, blunt and rude and stuff.
Look,
and it's like, but I don't need to be spoken to like that. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're on about too, the netball. Yeah, but I think fucking netball
Look,
umpires are just
I'd be
bitches.
Lying
they must
if,
be.
I'd be lying if I said, like, on a night out or in the club, if a man was to come and, like, talk to me or approach me, like, I'd be lying if I said I was friendly.
Yeah.
Like I immediately
that's different though because you're getting approached by that person like that she literally spoke to me and I hadn't said anything to her at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's a little bit different.
But yeah, that sucks.
But anyway, yeah, it was just a bit
Can
of a
you get
bit
your,
of a
like,
yarn
foot feet just like
bit
off
of a yarn.
Oh
yeah, they're a bit black. We played some TT this afternoon. We both won a game each, we'll say.
And
with some fucking nutty rallies. We need to, you know what we need to do? Set up the camera. Because some of these rallies, some of these shots we were making, If only you could see, which is why we need to film it. Maybe we should fucking know what I'm going to do.
We should
I might
vlog.
Set up, yeah,
we
a vlog.
We should YouTube.
But I might even just for something to do on my TikTok.
Our
I might go
journey.
Live on TikTok
oh,
and
yes.
just have us playing table tennis. And because some of the shots, like, put us in the Australian Olympic side is all I'm going to say. Holy shit, today. And we haven't even played in, like, a week and a half.
We made some returns
ridiculous.
Today.
Ridiculous.
It was great.
Anyway, we're all currently living in anticipation at the moment. Fucking
oh my
hell.
God, what's wrong?
Just died mid-sentence. We're all currently living in anticipation at the moment of our Spotify Wrapped. It's that time of the year. And normally,
so
I thought...
on camera.
Get it off. Normally, I thought it comes out in fucking November, the end of November. Lo and behold, we're a few days into December and I don't see it yet. I don't have it. If it's not out by the end of this week, I'll be fuming.
Oi, I have a question. I want you to predict three songs that are going to be in your top five
okay,
Spotify.
Okay, that's what I was sort of going to come up to. I think we make predictions of our top five artists and our top five songs because that's what you get at the end of the day.
Okay.
And minutes as well,
okay,
how many minutes
okay.
listened because that's the big thing too.
Okay.
So who do you reckon, Grace, your top five is going to be looking like? Artists.
My artists?
Yeah, yeah. Do artists first.
Well, artists kind of confuses me a little bit. I reckon Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, in no
sure.
particular order, just
Can
like
I
who's
on,
five.
Because I really don't remember. But like, I'm the sort of person where my Spotify's all over the place. So like... someone that makes my top five artists could have literally just been from a song I've played on repeat.
Yeah, I know. And that's happened to me before 1 year. And Spotify's
I know.
Really random.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Pierce the Veil.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be on there.
I think potentially, just because I've played this song 100,000 times,
Hozier.
Will be on my...
Troy Sivan could be up there
no,
now for you.
No.
You've been pumping Troy Sivan
no.
recently.
Maybe, honestly, it could either be like, how many have I listed? Three. Potentially either The Weeknd.
Oh, it's got to be Surely, yeah, actually.
Or, you know, I would, dare I say, even like The Kid LAROI.
Yeah, right.
Or Chapel Roan.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think. Who's the one you listen to? Yeah, Chapel Roan. I was going
to
say.
But I've only listened to her sort of recently.
what'd she get like last year? What'd she get fucking Nicki Minaj again?
How
top
random
number
is
one
that?
Artist. That's
Nicki
so
Minaj,
random.
That's so random.
How many minutes played? Oh, well, no, sorry. Top songs too. What do you, give us like three songs you're certain are going to be there. Because songs is harder.
Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Too Sweet by
yeah.
Hozier. They're definitely going to be on there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I reckon a song by Pierce the Veil, maybe King for a Day or Bulls in the Bronx.
I reckon it'll be King for the Day for you, yeah.
Yeah, shit. I reckon any of those would be in there.
And then how many minutes do you reckon you're going to get? You're in the... Grace is the in the teens, like thousands range. So you'd be like... You'd be like 15,000 is my
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, do you want to know why, but normally it's higher...
No, last year was about that, I think.
No, yeah. It would have been... No.
It was sub 20 last year.
Yeah, it would have been just sub 20. But this year's going to be even less because I didn't have headphones for a good, like, 3 months of this year.
Yeah.
I had no headphones.
Yeah.
So what the fuck am I, you know?
That's fair.
And another reason why my minutes are going to be low is because I got SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's true. So we both got SoundCloud
songs
this year.
On SoundCloud.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the
so,
issue
I don't
with
know.
Me too.
Shit, maybe like what?
Because we all know sub 20K minutes is like rookie numbers, really.
Yeah, well, I reckon I'm going to be like just over 10K minutes.
Wow, shit. Yeah,
maybe
right.
like 12K minutes.
Yeah, but in saying that, if you listen to something like, if you're in the over 50 or 60,000 K
insane.
Minutes, you're a sweat. You sweat Spotify Wrapped. Like, you sweat. Like, there's no way. My prediction for me is in the, low 30s or wow. like the high 20s.
Yeah. What about your...
And that's a lot as well. There's been plenty of times this year, I don't know if you're the same, where I'm almost like, I can't even be bothered listening to music. I don't even want to. Like, because you just, especially in the gym, I go, I've got nothing to listen to.
I sometimes listen to podcasts in the gym too.
Yeah, our podcasts will be interesting.
Also, who do you think your top five artists are?
So my top five artists will be Don Toliver, 1,000%. I'd put my life on it. Travis Scott as well, put my life on that. I'm confident that Drake will possibly be in there as well. Ooh. Drake or maybe even like a Future maybe. Some rogue ones that I think are going to be in there this year just because of how much I've been listening to their music this year. Rihanna, I think, could be in there because I've been pumping Rihanna's old school hits recently, like massively. And Empire of the Sun as well.
Oh, Empire of the Sun could be in there.
I think that's going to be my top five. If I get that right, I'd be pretty stoked.
Can I just quickly say one of my top five could also be Lady Gaga, potentially.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right, interesting. What about your top five songs?
This is always impossible.
Yeah,
because
isn't it?
Some song that just happened to always come up when you've been on, like, Shuffle Play, and it's the first song to, like, come up. You know what I mean? Mm. I think New Drop will be in there, the Don Toliver song.
Oh, what about that song where it's like two girls in the car?
That's New Drop. Yeah.
Far out. That is just so overplayed by Lewis.
There'll be a Don Toliver song. Trying to think. Fiend? Honestly, no, I don't. I hope it's not. I hope Fiend isn't in there.
Oh, I know the song with Travis Scott and SZA.
Oh, Telekinesis.
Oh, no, not that one. The other one that you like, My Eyes.
Oh, My Eyes will possibly be in that. That's not got SZA in it.
Sorry, I was thinking of Telekinesis.
My Eyes could be in there. I haven't listened to it a lot recently, though. That's a thing.
True.
And it'll just be a couple interesting rogue songs. Could be an Empire of the Sun song. Like, We Are the People could just be in there, because why not? And it could just be a Rihanna song. Oh, yeah. I don't think that'll be a top five song.
What is it?
A-E-I-O-U by Empire of the Sun. How good, though, just quick side note, has some of their new songs been? I've been pumping the album that Empire of the Sun released this year.
Can I just say my piece on this?
I know what you're going to say.
I think it's really funny because Lewis shits all over indie bands, especially... let me talk. Especially Australian indie bands. He shits all over people that listen to them, right? And now he has rediscovered his love for Empire of the Sun. And he just thinks it's the coolest thing ever to, like, boast about how he listens to their new album and how their new songs are, like,
actually... I don't boast
actually
at all. I've not even played some of their new songs for anyone other than you because I'm, like, hoping that you like it like I do.
Yeah, but I just think it's really funny because, like, you're such a hater. But now that you are an indie fan...
I'm not.
You have become an indie fan.
I'm not. Because if you listen to Spacey Jane and you listen to Empire of the Sun, two vastly different sounding people... Completely different. I don't know what you'd call Empire of the Sun, neo sci-fi thingy or whatever.
No,
like,
indie.
But they're not that because there's no like and some busking or fucking shit acoustic guitar in the background like a Spacey Jane. Thing.
Sorry, but
yuck. And
no.
Some guy that's like sounds like his balls just dropped.
Sorry,
being
but-
the lead singer. That's what I get from indie bands. And then, they're called Empire of the Sun, which is a bit indie. I'm
you
not
can't say that.
At least it's not Bottle Cat and the Fishman. I know, but I don't lead it. I don't lead. Well,
just
there you
kidding.
Go.
I love Lewis.
They sound
voice.
Like me. They sound like me.
Yeah, I love your voice.
And they have a voice crack every time they hit a high note.
No. I'm searching it up, but.
But you know what's sort of been good but also bad is they've popped off recently this year. Empire of the Sun again, like people have rediscovered them because I swear it's. We listened to them in our childhood because they've been around for fucking
alternative
ages.
Slash indie.
Is that what they're considered?
Yeah,
no,
alternative
no,
slash indie.
Not accepting it.
Yeah.
No.
Can I just say...
Well, they're the best, only what? Good indie band.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go.
Fucking hell.
Go for it.
The, like, one of my most unorthodox flexes in life is that one year on my Spotify Wrapped, do you know what my top genre was?
Oh, yeah, genres.
Do you know
genres
my top genre was?
What?
And I felt so cool for this.
Rap.
Neo-psychedelic.
Yeah, because of Tame Impala.
sorry, but I just that think doesn't that's kind of like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Dare I say. Yeah.
You, anyway, what, you're going to go drop a tab now and go blast some Tame Impala.
I'm going to go microdose.
Yeah, and go watch a fucking, what are they called? The, oh, I don't even know. I'm not even going to try to describe what they are. They're like patterns that like a kaleidoscope. That's it. You're going to look into a kaleidoscope and drop a tab.
Yeah, I just thought take that was kind of fun, but
fucking oaf, bro.
I bet you've never had anything that's not pop or rap as your number one.
Well, I definitely have, and you'll see it this year. So, pass me my phone, madame. Pass it to me, because as always, Lewis has organized the guts of the episode.
Well, you know what I want to do at the end?
What
I want to do more. What are you?
Okay,
that's my favorite.
We can do a quick one at the end.
We can do some.
All right. Ooh, pardon me. So, I thought this week we'd have a bit of fun again, obviously. And what I want to do with Grace, I want to play with you, Grace. I want to play a game with you. I want to play with you. So, I don't know why. I swear, and you can attest to this. I say things thinking they're funny, and then I'm the only one that laughs at them. Like, I'm the person that laughs at their own jokes. Anyway.
You have a nice laugh, so that's okay.
I have got a list here.
You're welcome.
Quite a long list. Thank you. Of slang words, or like 2020, you know, like millennial Gen Z words, right? Because Grace is in her millennial Gen Z era at the moment.
What do you mean?
Right.
What do you
she's
mean
very
by
skibbity
that?
Riz, Ohio.
Yuck, I am not.
So,
that could never be okay. Me. Are you serious?
And basically, what I'm going to do is read out these slang words, and you guys can play along as well. I want to see if Grace knows them to start with. Some of them she definitely does. And if she does, she has to give me a definition of what it is, as if it were to be presented in like the Oxford Dictionary, like a dictionary, you know?
Yeah.
Because just for like, the reason as to why we're playing this, I can't remember who, but I said something about like, I was like, oh, low key, you could do this or something
and
or other.
Like,
and
what's low key?
Yeah,
mean?
They didn't
and
know
Lewis
what
said. What the fuck? He said, let's do this.
No, I said, when they asked what low key was, I didn't actually know how to give a coherent definition to it. I was like, you know, it's
and
just
I'm
low key.
Good at English, so let's
yes.
go.
So, well, first one is low key, I have on here. So, what is low-key?
In, like, words of the Oxford Dictionary.
Like just give me a proper dictionary. Like, not like a, you know, just give me a proper definition. I want a proper definition of it.
Low-key could also be, means kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I can take that.
Kind of.
So, and how would you use it in a sentence?
I low-key hate that bitch.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the opposite to this, high-key.
I really.
So, it's like more definite than a low-key.
Like, I high-key hate that bitch.
Yeah. Listen to the tone. Say less.
Say less. Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, go for it.
On placement, I had to pull myself up because I nearly said to an elderly client in conversation, say less. And the words nearly came out of my
error.
Mouth. And I
Gen Z.
Thought, hold on a minute. I can't actually say that. A, in a professional environment, and B, just to an older person because they won't understand. Say less means absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. I actually like that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And how would you use it in a sentence?
It would sort of be like, oh my God, I hate when it rains and then the sun comes out. It gets so muggy.
Say less.
Say less.
Say less. That's actually, that is, I hate that, actually. I'm not going to get into that.
You hate what?
When it fucking rains,
yeah.
It's a
All
sun
right,
shower
yes.
and then it goes muggy.
Okay.
It's another reason I hate summer. Riz.
Riz?
Yeah, riz.
Game.
Ooh, I'm not going to accept that because
what?
that's a very because then imagine I'm your mum and I've gone what's Riz and you go game. That makes no
Riz,
sense to me.
The ability to pull the opposite gender.
Pull them? What do you mean pull them?
The ability to seduce the opposite gender.
That's better. I like that. That's good. And how would you use it in a sentence?
Lewis has hella riz.
Infinite riz.
Lewis has riz.
Yeah, that's why I got all the bitches. All right. All next the bitches. One. No, just the one that mattered most. All right.
What? That's no better.
Next one is no cap.
No cap means no lie.
No lie.
Do you accept that?
Yeah.
No cap means I'm not lying.
Yes. Yeah. Well, how would you use it in a sentence?
I found $100 on the ground today. No cap.
Whoa. Did you actually?
No.
Well, that's not no cap. Next one's bet.
Bet?
Bet.
Okay, bet.
I bet.
Yeah. It's hard because these are words that you just know what they mean.
Yeah,
so
this is where it gets harder. You know what they mean, but you can't give a definition of it. It's hard. Bet. How would you define it?
I would define it as like... Again, that's another one that I reckon could be defined as absolutely.
Yeah. Or even like, it's, I guess, another word for like, okay.
Yeah, like.
Like, or sure.
Or like, yeah, sure. No worries.
It's like, it's no, in agreement of something, no?
Yeah.
All right, bet. How would you use in a sentence? Go for it.
Lewis would say, how would you use it in a sentence? This is hard because somebody this isn't just a word you would just throw into a sentence. It's a response to something.
You're doing the dishes tomorrow.
Bet.
Easy.
Sure.
Next one is woke.
Woke?
Yeah, woke.
I think that's not...
It's not more of a slang term, I guess.
Woke has an actual sort of definition.
But what is it though?
Well, see, I get confused between like left and right wing. Like, is left wing woke?
Yes, it's supposed to be woke.
I would say someone that's woke is more inclined to be left wing.
I guess, but like, what does that mean more so? Give me a bit more.
Fuck. Woke means not conforming to traditional societal standards.
Yeah, that's a good definition. Where would you use it in a sentence?
Oh my God. That gal is so woke.
That's using it in a sentence, but it's just like it doesn't help convey it at all. That guy's so woke. All right,
like, oh my God, that bisexual them with purple hair so woke.
Yeah, okay, you can. Yeah, that's a bit.
No, or no disrespect, like you do you, but
this one. I want to see, if you don't know what this is, just have a guess at what you might think it is. Choogy.
Choogy. No, I've heard of choogy. Oh, shit.
I never knew what this was until
choogy,
today.
It can either be, it's one or the other. Choogy either means gross or it means really good.
It's, well, do you want to know what I, no, before you do. Have a guess and then use it in a sentence.
That is so choogy. It just sounds gross. So I'm just going to say, if something's choogy, it means it's gross.
And then how would you use it in a sentence? Like,
oh my God, that bag is so choogy.
I've never heard of this word until today.
What does it mean?
It means like uncool.
Oh, yeah.
Like something. You are correct in a way. It's like uncool or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently, I never knew what fucking... And it's spelt C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Yeah, that
Choogy.
Makes sense.
What the fuck is Choogy? That's too Gen Z for me. Grace is proving that she's more Gen Z than I am, even though she's older than me. Next one, Stan.
Oh, like, I stan that couple.
Yeah.
That Stan means... Stan, otherwise known as ship. Like, I ship that couple.
Is that what it means?
Or stan, I guess you can stan an artist. So stan basically means you're a big fan of.
Yeah. That's more what I'm
so
thinking.
So you can sort of use stan in both of those.
Because it's like anime stans, right?
Yeah, like you're a big fan of.
Yes. Right. And how would you use in a sentence?
I stan The Weeknd.
There we go. Next one. I want to see. I've been saying this recently. It's more of a new word. Is huzz.
What the fuck does
and
huzz
mean? And if you don't
mean?
Know what it is, just have a go with
I'm
it.
I'm going to say huzz means ass.
And then how would you use it in a sentence?
You said something to me earlier with it, but I'm not going to say the sentence you said because A, I forget what you said, but B, it was, I think it was a bit inappropriate, but I'm going to say like, oh, smack a huzz, mate.
Smack a huzz. Smack a huzz.
Oh, no. She's got a fat huzz, mate. Her fucking huzz is huge.
Not quite,
mate.
Not quite. Huzz just means women. It's another word for like women. Or
why?
But yeah, no, huzz means women.
What?
It's a term for women.
What does huzz mean, but?
It's just another way to just, it's just another term for
are you,
women.
Is it meant
it's like
to
a slang term.
It's not like derived from hose, is it?
I don't know.
I do not like that.
I don't know. And the definition on here says, okay, but at this point, the term huzz and hose are used to refer to women, whether in an insulting tone or not.
Yeah, oh. So basically,
okay, it's just slang
men
for
being
hose.
Pieces of shit.
Okay, it's
like
slang
fucking
for,
usual.
It's slang for
absolute
hose.
Absolute wankers.
I'm going to whiz the hose.
No,
that's what I was saying.
I hate
before.
That. Yeah, what the hell?
The hose. The next one is valid.
Valid?
Yeah.
Means something's good.
Okay. Or like acceptable, you'd say, like.
Yeah, like that's good. Yeah. That's acceptable.
How would you use it in a sentence?
Women are valid.
Okay, there you go. Next one, bit of a personal favorite for you here is slay.
Slay means amazing.
And how would you use it?
I oh my god, I'm so slay. Lewis is so slay. Sabrina Carpenter is so slay. I love
definitely it. One of my least favorite
Some
words.
People don't
there.
Yeah, why?
I just don't like slay. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, some people don't like it, and those sort of people are the worst. No offense.
Oh, okay. So I'm just the worst.
No, but there's been people at uni that go, oh, I can't fucking stand when people say slay.
Some people
and
overdo
I think,
it.
Wow, you're such a buzzkill.
You're
like,
fine because you don't always overdo it. Sometimes it's like, it can be a lot, but there's people that overdo it, but you don't. You honestly don't. Next one is brain rot. It's not really a slang word more than it is a collective term.
Brain rot just means something that's meaningless and provides absolutely zero value or education to the person.
Yeah. And how would you use it in a sentence?
I was up doom scrolling at 12 p.m. the other night just watching brain rot videos.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just like shit on TikTok, like the skibbity Riz
like
Ohio.
Content.
Yeah, just rubbish. Next one's crash out.
So this one I only learned of the other day and I think it's stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
Because crash out means go to sleep.
Yeah. So
and
it used to.
And that's just what it means. But apparently
it
now crash out means like rage.
Yeah, like it means like to absolutely lose your shit pretty much. So yeah. And how would you use it in a sentence?
Oh my god, I just lost Call of Duty. I'm about to crash out.
I'm fin about to crash out.
Fuck off.
Next one is another one you've been using quite frequently recently is face card.
Face card. Face card.
This is
no
a bit derogatory
cash, no
for women too, I will say.
Face card.
If
no
you think about it.
Face card, no cash,
yeah,
no credit.
Yeah, we get it. The choice of answer.
You didn't let me finish that once without interrupting.
What's face card?
Face card means it's not actually derogatory at all. Face card means you have a really pretty face. You stunning face. Face card never declines.
Means that
means you
then
always
your body is
look,
a letdown.
No, not at all. No. No.
Mm.
No. It doesn't at all.
Mm.
Sabrina Carpenter has a face card. Does Troy she? Sivan has a face card.
Oh. Okay. So it just means stunning
literally
face.
Literally anyone who has a really pretty face has a face card.
And oh, you already pretty well used it in a sentence.
Face card never declines.
Go use it. You sing the Lewis's, line. Sing the line.
Lewis's face card is off the charts.
Sing the line.
Face card, no cash, no credit.
Next one is period.
Period.
But you know what? Remember
Please
how...
Please do not clip that. That was disgusting.
Period with a T at the end of it.
Period.
Period. Yeah, period, it must be period.
Means
what period. Did you used to say? Hang on, say the word.
Period.
But it used to be always like... No, how did you pronounce it? There was a funny way you used to pronounce this.
No, this is to do with...
Period T.
Period T. Yeah, no. You're thinking about the stone.
Peridot.
The birthstone.
Yeah, peridot. That's right.
I always used to think it was period T, but it's peridot. Anyway, period basically means 100% agreed.
Yeah. Like, was at the end of the day, like a period is a full stop too. How would you use in a sentence?
Women's rights. Period.
Oh, it's definitely a theme to these examples. Oxford Dictionary are very woke, as some would say.
They're not woke. what the fuck?
Sigma. Oh. What's a sigma?
Oxford Dictionary is just equitable. I don't even know if that's the right word. Sigma?
Yeah.
This one, it's sort of one that is a bit confusing. If someone is a sigma, supposedly they're... of alpha male status.
Yes, in a way. How would you use it in a sentence?
I really don't like the word sigma.
How would you use it in a sentence? It
Lewis
is pretty well.
Is a sigma.
I'm a sigma. Yeah. What's it say here? A person who acts independently and does not need many friends. Yeah. Sigma as fuck. A sigma is typically self-sufficient and prefers solo time. Yeah.
That is so random. What the fuck?
What the sigma? That's brain rot. If you're wondering what brain rot is, there's this saying now, kids don't say, oh, sugar anymore instead of shit. Little kids, they go, oh, sigma. That's what they say now. That's what the kids at Oosh say to me now.
Sigma.
So you know how back when you used to be a kid, you used to go, oh, sugar honey iced tea or something like that.
They say sigma.
They say sigma. Weird. They say, oh, what the sigma? Like that. It's ridiculous. It is actually, that's brain rot. And the last one, best to last, is bop. I'm kidding, not best to last. But what's a bop? It pretty much goes hand in hand.
A bop is a person that has had multiple sexual partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, we could say Drake is a bop. Yeah. Or like Central C is a bop.
How would you use it in a sentence?
Central C and Drake are absolute bops. What?
I love how you spun it.
Yeah, because what the fuck?
Let me actually, if I ready, what is, oh shit, is a bop? I want to see if it relates to any particular, a dance to pop music, bop, short for beat bop. No, it's slang. Oh no, there you go. You are right. A meaning of bop refers to a man or woman who posts their body on the internet. Oh, hang on. Or someone who gets around with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bop. Bop.
There's a lot of men, male bops out there.
Oh, there's definitely a balance of payment. No, that's not it. But yeah. All right. They're slang words. Let us know if you guys got many of those or if you're a bit too... You should have scored yourself, actually. That's what you should have done. If you got many of them right or a lot of them right, you're skibbity sigma like the rest of us,
oh
Gen Zs.
God,
and if you didn't, if you had no idea what some of those or if not all of them were...
Congratulations,
you've reached unk status. You are a boomer. For those of you that don't know, unk status means like unk is short for uncle. And like, you know, you got that uncle that like yaps about what it used to be like back in the day and stuff. Like, it's another word for boomer.
See, I didn't
know
what unk status meant.
Unk status means you've reached like, it's like just before boomer, I'd say.
That's actually hilarious.
Unk status. So all the unks out there listening. Yeah. Which Lara, probably, I'd say.
Lara's was not an Ung.
Lara has children. Actually, she might be up to date with it. She'd be like, why is my child saying Skibbity Riz, what the Ohio? Like,
Skibbity Toilet.
Although she's probably a good parent and doesn't give them TikTok. Although if you do, Lara, that's not a shot at you too.
Doesn't Unk, like, isn't if someone's Unk, they're like, you good mate. Like, they're cool.
No, Unk is like an old person.
Well, don't call her an Unk.
Well, she might be an Unk.
She's not.
Oh, she's a boomer then. Boomer.
She's not a She's literally like 30.
Oof. Gosh.
Don't.
30.
Lara.
I'm kidding.
Don't listen to him.
The early 30s, mid 30s, late 30s.
Early 30s.
Oh, so like 30.
Lewis is straight out of the womb, so don't listen to him.
Straight out of the womb.
Anyway.
Makes you a cradle snatcher. Anyway, that is pretty much everything.
Okay.
Well, you got to think of it. Come on, I'm out of brain power. I'm out. Well out. I'm well out of brain camera. Oh, okay. Just finish with some things. Come on. Let's do this instead.
What?
Because this was actually a fun game, I thought, that we played the other night. The word association game. We've got to say the same word.
So fun.
Let's do that to end quickly. So this game works pretty well. Like,
do you want to explain it or me?
I'll explain it because you're not the best with explanations.
No. I'm good at explanations.
Okay, well, go explain it.
So basically it's a game where Lewis and I say a word that we're thinking in our head at the same time. And we have 3 chances to get to the same word at the end.
Yeah.
So we basically have to make associations between the words we say to try and get to the same word at the end of our 3 guesses.
Yeah. You pretty much just got to say the same word. So, yeah. But that.
Sorry, I just did a great fucking explanation.
You did. And I don't know why I've said anything. That was genuinely.
That was such an impulse.
That was such an impulse.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Get humbled.
Okay, and what we do, we count down from 3 and then we say the word. So, you ready? And we'll end this episode once we get one. Because sometimes you might not. And every time. So when we get to 3, if we haven't got it, we've got to re-pick random words. So we can't just keep going.
Yeah, sure. Okay, ready?
All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Horse. Sun. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Paddock.
Jockey.
Oh.
Ready?
Oh, hang on.
No, ready? You don't get to think. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Farm.
Races.
Oh, Lewis. Shit. But, oh. Okay. Fuck. All right. We've got to pick brand new words. All right. Three, two, one. TV. We were really good at this the other night.
Ready?
It was a few times. Three, two, one. Picture.
Documentary. Ooh. Ready?
Three, two, one. Video.
Camera.
Oh, no. Nice. You bottled it. Yeah. Ah, shit. Okay. New word.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Mirror.
Podcast.
Okay. No, I got it. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Camera. Yes! Got it.
That's fine.
Got it. Oh. Imagine saying the same word, like first word. We're kind of close with horse and sun, like. Not really, but...
What the fuck?
You know...
Not at all.
One's a star.
Wait, can we play one more?
Another's just a random animal. Okay, one more.
Yeah.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Water.
Glasses. Ready?
Okay. Three, two, one. Ocean.
Goggles.
Oh, no, that's so correct. It's goggles.
Jeez.
Okay, no, easy. Ready?
Wait, what did I say? What did you say?
I said ocean. You said goggles.
Ready?
All right. Three, two, one. Swimming.
Scuba diver. No!
Why would you not say swimming? That's swimming all day.
Shit, sorry.
Okay. All right. New words. 3, 2, 1.
Christmas.
Bed.
That's crazy. I was going to say sheets. What did you just say?
Bed.
I said Christmas. All right, ready?
Oh, shit. Okay. Three, two, one.
Fire.
Santa. Oh, no, I got it.
No. Okay, ready?
Three, two, one. Chimney.
Gingerbread. Oh, fuck.
Fire and Santa. How is it not?
Chimney's a good one. Chimney's a good one.
Okay. New word. Fuck. I thought we were so much better at this.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Three, two, one, shopping. Ring. Oh, I was just kind of going off where your eyes were looking, to be honest.
Did you hear what I said?
Shopping.
Ready?
Three, two, one, jewelry.
Woo!
Easy.
Oh, my God.
That's easy. All right, we'll leave you with that. Hopefully.
Imagine, I hope you guys played along. That's hilarious.
If you guys got one right, let us know. What?
If you guys got one right, you get a point.
You get a big smooch. All right, we're going to leave you guys with that. We will see you guys next week, as always. We've got some plans and some announcements coming before the end of the year.
Do we?
Well, we're going to have to make some now. We're going to have to make some. All right. We love you guys. See you next week.